From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Trump declares Jerusalem to be Israel's capital, and the Middle East reacts.
We know that standing here and listening to the young people shouting their whatever they want to say doesn't bring us nearer to our cause, to our the solution. But at least you feel you want to express your anger.
That's from Amman Jordan. Men chanting and a woman expressing her frustration today. Clashes between Palestinian protesters and Israeli troops and street protests erupted all over Thursday, including in the West Bank and Gaza, on the day after President Donald Trump recognized Jerusalem as the Israeli capital. In other countries, leaders voice their apprehensions, as Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
The news of the United States' intention to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel dominated talks between the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and King Abdullah of Jordan. In statements to the media at the presidential palace, both leaders voiced concern.
Kudüs'ün statüsü konusunda atılacak yanlış bir
Erdogan said if the wrong step is taken regarding Jerusalem's status, it will be the cause of indignation in the Islamic world. He said it will dynamite the ground for peace, igniting new tensions and clashes. King Abdullah, underlining Jordan's role as guardian of Muslim and Christian sites in Jerusalem, said he had spoken Tuesday with President Trump and said he had raised his concerns. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
This is VOA News. This just in a moment ago to the VOA newsroom, U.S. Democratic Senator Al Franken announces his resignation following several sexual misconduct allegations. As you may have heard, there have been abundant accusations that have permeated American culture and political machinations over the last number of weeks. Senator Franken had been accused some weeks ago, and in the ensuing time, some six women have come forward, as there have been a number of sexual harassment or inappropriate behaviors that have permeated the society. A lot of people are either being asked to resign or to step down. A groundswell requesting Senator Franken's resignation yesterday took place yesterday, and as of just moments ago, he became the latest individual to resign his Senate seat. Mr. Franken was a United States Senator from Minnesota. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Wednesday he will seek a new six-year term in the March national election. Russia analyst Mark Edley of the University of Melbourne said he will likely be reelected absent any serious opposition.
Much of the media are controlled by the Kremlin, and the president seems to be genuinely popular in large sectors of the population. So I would be fairly confident in predicting a win for Putin.
The 65-year-old Mr. Putin in power as either president or prime minister for the last 18 years has led the country longer than any leader in modern times, except for Joseph Stalin. A blockade of Yemen's ports appeared to have eased Wednesday as ships began arriving with desperately needed food and fuel. Jan Egelin heads the Norwegian Refugee Council.
They need to import virtually all their food, all their fuel, which means that we need a lot of ships every single day.
The World Health Organization warns the number of people living with dementia globally will triple from 50 million to 150 million. Here's Lisa Schlein.
The World Health Organization reports dementia exacts a huge social and economic burden, one that will grow as people age and succumb to this mental illness. Taryn Dua is a medical officer in WHO's Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse. She says the economic cost will be more than $2 trillion by 2030.
And therefore, it is imperative that we have a public health response. An important step that has been taken by all member states has endorsing a global action plan on dementia this year.
She says the plan focuses on caring for people who have dementia, on preventing, and on finding a cure for this.
Joe Palca.
That's the latest world news from VOA.